This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Let's go back to the Schneider Orange hotline and our good buddy Paul Henning from SaveOurBucks.com on the line with us. Paul, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's draft day. How are you?
How did you enjoy the groundbreaking?
Oh, I thought it was phenomenal. I mean, it was just an unbelievable experience. I did the same thing last year, and I live downtown on the east side, so I decided to walk down there to kind of take it all in so I could see it from afar, walk down Juneau Avenue there. And it was just a sight to see that made me very happy to see everybody in Milwaukee coming out to support this project. And it kind of gives you a glimpse of the future, because they're going to be closing down that block of 4th Street. There's going to be a live block, and they're going to have more events like that to bring the community together and to bring people out. So I thought it was great. I had a really good time.
So, I agree with you there. I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there and the enthusiasm of the people that were there. That was the other thing. It wasn't just people showing up to say, hey, I just want to see something. I mean, it was people that were like literally giddy that they're building this thing, the Bucks are going to stay, and about the future of this franchise.
Yeah, I mean, you had so many people, you know, and I was on the line with you last year this time telling people to call their elected officials and their representatives. So I feel a lot of people, you know, not just the politicians, but a lot of people had a lot of skin in the game that actually worked to get to this point. So it was very satisfying to get to that point and to say, hey, we did it. And, you know, the best part is this is just the first step, and the best is yet to come. You know, in a couple of years, we'll be, you know, by this time next year, we're going to be very close to having the practice facility in downtown Milwaukee. And then the following year, it's going to be the arena. So in the fall, every time you go to a Bucks game, you're going to see a new floor or a new wall or a new I-beam or a new support beam going up. And you're really going to see it happening.
So here's my question. We were talking about this earlier. This team, they said 2 to 3 years. Was that when they started with Jabari Parker or Giannis Antetokounmpo, or they brought in Chris Middleton, they bring in Michael Carter-Williams, they brought in Moose? How far away is this team in your eyes?
Well, when the Bucks ownership, Lazary and Edens, bought the team, they said this was going to be a 3 to 5 year plan. So right now we're going into year 3 in their ownership, and Giannis is going into year 4 as a player, and Jabari is going to be going into his 3rd year. So I think the expectations are they have to take a step forward again this year. You really need to see them win 40 games plus. You really want to see a winning record. You really want to see them in the playoffs. I wouldn't say they have to win a playoff series, although it'd be really encouraging. But I think by the time the Bucks arena opens, you want to be a player. You want to be a top 4 team in the Eastern Conference, and you want to be able to make a legit run to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and hopefully the Finals. So I would say we're 2 years away from actually really competing.
So what's going to make this team better tonight?
Well, I think the Bucks want to grab a guard and a big man, whichever way it plays out. The consensus across the board this morning for the first round pick seems to be Deonta Davis from Michigan State, or Wade Baldwin from Vanderbilt. Deonta Davis does a lot of things that the Bucks need. He's going to be a shot blocker. He's going to be a rebounder. You know, he's not the greatest interview when you listen to him, but some of the things that I really liked that he said is that he likes to do those things. He likes to do those things that the Bucks really need, like rebounding and shot blocking. And there aren't a lot of guys that really are enthusiastic about doing the dirty work like that. And that's exactly what we need. You know, Greg Monroe really didn't fit us because he's taken the ball out of the hands of Giannis and Jabari, and he's clogging up the lane. Deonta Davis is extremely mobile. You know, there's clips out there of him blocking a three-point shot and then making it back to the rim and blocking it again. So the guy can guard switches. The guy can guard pick and rolls. He's going to be a high-flying guy, and he believes that he can shoot the ball as well. He showed it in workouts. He didn't really do it last year, but he's going to be able to take some jump shots. So I think he's, you know, one of the two guys that we're going to take tonight. Wade Baldwin, he's another really intriguing prospect because he's got good size. He's 6'4 and a half, but it's his wingspan. The guy's got a 6'11 wingspan, and he shot over 40% from three last year, so he's going to be able to stretch the floor for us. And there's a lot of concerns about his inability to finish at the rim, but, you know, I'm thinking about it, and, you know, a guy with arms that long, who's only 19 years old, is still kind of growing into his body, kind of like Giannis has been. And I think there might be just a personal adjustment for him to get used to himself and the speed of the game. So if we can get one of those two guys, I'd be really happy. I've been on the Thon Maker train for weeks now, and, you know, there's some information coming out that he might be older than what he's listed. He's listed 19. They're saying he could be 21, 22, 23. That could all be very valid. He moved from the Sudan to Australia at five. So you'd think that there's good enough records going back to five. I don't think they'd be lying about his age, you know, as a five-year-old thinking about his future pro NBA career. But it could also be a smokescreen for, you know, another team that really likes him down in the first round that doesn't want him to get taken. So whichever way we go, you know, if we go big in the first, I think we'll go for a guard in the second. If we go for a guard in the first, I think we'll go for a big in the second. And there's another name that I really like. Besides just the name itself, Georgios Papagiannis from Greece. He's a 7'1", 7'2", mammoth of a kid who Giannis actually reached out to. It was reported in the Greece media. The kid's very mobile, and he's very big, and he's obviously from Giannis's homeland. So they would have a connection there playing for the national team in the future.
By the way, did you happen to see the headshot of Thon Maker?
His head's very small.
That'll scare the hell out of small children.
So that's one of the reasons why I'm obviously leaning towards liking him, and I don't want to believe those reports.
Right.
The fact that his head is so small leads me to believe that the kid really is 19. Because it kind of looks like a cartoon character when you see his head on his body. It looks like it's Photoshopped. Typically, head size gets a little bit bigger as you develop. So the fact that he looks that way and his body looks that way, it would lead me to believe that he can't be older than 21. So even at 21, I think he's still a very good prospect. He does so many things that wow you, that entice you. He can dribble the ball like a guard. He can get out in transition. He was beating guys like Denzel Valentine in their sprint times. His leaping measurements at the combine were better than what Dwight Howard and DeAndre Jordan did when they were at the combine before they were drafted. So the metrics and the size and the speed, I can't remember a guy that big, that fast, that was a complete bust in the NBA. You know, there's a few people that really want to compare him to Hashim Thabeet. But that guy was just more of a robot. He just did not have any fluidity as an athlete. He could not move in transition. You put him just under the basket, and he could dunk it, and that's all. But Thon is a guy that's got those guard skills and a big man that's really enticing.
Yeah, the headshot that I've seen that many are using, I thought it was like a dummy at first.
Yeah, it looks pretty odd.
It's kind of freaky.
But, you know, one of the things that really pushes me over the edge to liking him is his drive. You know, you can just kind of tell with guys. Whether they have that insane drive to be the best that they can be or they don't. And he's a guy that, you know, when he did his interview, he was talking about, I want to live, you know, 5 minutes away from the practice facility. I want to live in the practice facility. Mm-hmm. You watch some of his tapes and you can just hear his communication. They had him mic'd up a few times. You know, as a backline defender, being a communicator is very important. And his ability to communicate and read defenses, really impressed me, and the fact that I think you can put him out there and he'll be a defensive player. He can do some pick and roll stuff. He can set some screens, and he can get above the rim, you know, in a hiccup, and dunk it down. So I'm not expecting him to be Durant or to shoot the three right away. Those things would come down the road. I'm looking at him more for his defensive potential and his fit next to Giannis and Jabari, because I think they would be the new death lineup in the NBA. I don't know who would be able to score on him if they all reach their potential.
The likelihood the Bucks trade up?
I would say it's about 40%. I think we saw some value come out yesterday with some of the trades. Derrick Rose's value was extremely low, but there were no picks involved. Jeff Teague was traded, and Utah had to give up a number 12 for George Hill, who's 30 years old, and he only has 1 year left on his deal. So you'd really like to think that the Pelicans deal could still be in play to get six and move Monroe down there. You'd have to swap out 10. And, you know, at that point, I'm all in on Buddy Hield. I think he's going to be a franchise player. I think he's a guy that's going to come in. He's a potential rookie of the year candidate. He's going to be able to shoot the ball. He's going to be able to score. If you put him in a starting role, he's probably averaging 16, 17 points his rookie year. He's the best college shooter by far. He made 85 out of 100 threes at the Celtics workout. But there's talk that he could go as high as three. So even if you get to six, you might not get him there. Jamal Murray is another guy that I think, you know, a lot of people are kind of down on him because of the comparisons out there are kind of a Jamal Crawford sort of thing. But I think he's a guy that's also going to be able to score from day one. And the Bucks, you know, they've been ranked, you know, bottom five in the NBA offense for a while now. So getting a guy like him who could come in and stretch the floor, know his role, because it's more established now that Giannis is the point guard and everybody else needs to fall in line. And I think that's the best way you can build a team is you get your core players in place. Everybody knows their role. You know, Chris Middleton is the shooter from the outside. Giannis is going to run the point, and Jabari is going to be a dunk machine for the foreseeable future. So anybody else that comes in, especially a point guard, you really want him to mentally understand the dynamics of this team, because I think on paper, Michael Carter-Williams could still be a good fit. But some of the quotes he's made about let's not get too excited about Giannis at point guard, I'm still the point guard, that really makes me hesitant to really want to bring him back. I would say, you know, it's more likely that Michael Carter-Williams gets traded today than Greg Monroe does, just because of the salary. And the salary cap actually flips over at July 1st to the next year. So an extra bit of cap space is going to open up. And I think Monroe doesn't get moved until maybe, you know, the end of July, second or third week of July, after some teams have made some signings and some teams have missed out on guys that they wanted. So you might be able to see, another team come out of the mix that wasn't there before that'd be interested in Monroe. But I don't think there's any way Monroe comes back in the fall. I would say there's maybe a, you know, 50-50 chance of MCW comes back.
Good stuff as always, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the night. We'll talk again soon. Okay, Paul?
Absolutely. We'll be down at Major Goolbees tonight. So if anybody's looking for a place to watch, that's where we'll be.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Henning from SaveOurBucks.com. As the Bucks get ready to make their choice coming up later on this evening as the NBA draft gets underway, joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.